back. These past days, I was on a special trip, although maybe it's not quite accurate to call it that. I won't reveal where I went to because it's a surprise. If you're curious to know, you can follow me on my social networks and you'll find out where in the world I was. But I bring this up because while I was choosing the books I would have taken on my trip, I found what for me is one of the best books I've ever read. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. I hate traveling by plane, so I need a distraction for the duration of the flight. Being the way I am, it goes without saying that books are my favorite source of distraction, so I usually start looking for titles to read almost as soon as I make my reservation. It was during my search in my library, specifically on the shelf dedicated to unread books, that I found today's featured novel, which I had evidently placed there by mistake. Jonathan Livingstone Seagull is not like the others. While his peers, slaves of beak and belly, are limited to flock trips to get food by chasing fishing boats, he perceives an absolute beauty and value in flight that his fellows are unable to see. And only this ability of his to perceive was enough to be rejected and removed from the flock to which he belongs. Alone, brave, and increasingly free, Jonathan, the outcast, discovers the excitement of acrobatic flight and crosses the borders of other worlds, other dimensions inhabited by lonely seagulls who, like him, were vastly hungry and thirsty for perfection. He becomes their guide, their master, their undisputed leader, and among them he will find those who, without knowing it, are ready to follow his example. When their devotion to Jonathan, worshipped as a god, threatens to suffocate his message, it will be up to another rebel seagull like him to rediscover the pure joy of flying with an extreme gesture. Jonathan Livingstone Seagull by Richard Bach is a must read. It is a short book, about 100 pages, but the message it contains is so powerful that I am almost certain that once you read it, your way of looking at life will change in one way or another. Bach's book exhorts us to pursue our goals and not worry about not fitting into preconceived notions, because our individuality is what makes us different. Through Jonathan's journey, we can see that the most essential things are pursuing our passions, experiencing our emotions, being authentic, and making errors in order to learn more about ourselves. At first, Jonathan was upset that he was different from the other seagulls, but he soon came to the conclusion that he needed more than just a place to rest between meals and fish. Despite the anguish of being abandoned, he accepted the flock's decision, choosing to follow the call he felt inside. Jonathan realizes that being free to fly, express himself, and pursue his aspirations on his own is preferable to being in a place, in this case with a flock, that will only accept him if he denies himself. If only we could be like Jonathan, who is not afraid to spread his wings to follow his goals, but although we cannot fly, we can figuratively spread our wings and follow our dreams. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find a link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, See you next time.